1 second.
No worries.
Hi.
Hi. It's okay. It's Laura with Local Splash.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay. I wanted to check back in with you. You know,
absolutely.
I know you wanted some time to finish your work. How's everything looking? What are you thinking about everything that we went over?
I'm liking it, you know. So you're gonna put my website or a new website or whatever on the front page, like on the first page of Google.
It's actually going to be your Google business profile, which your website's going to be on it, of course.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I like that. And then obviously, if it brings in work, it brings in work. So.
Of course.
Right. And then you said the startup fee was $99 or $249?
So monthly it's $249 and the one-time startup fee is $99. So today it's $348 and then after that month to month will be a flat rate of $249. So there's no taxes on that. There's no hidden fees. We don't charge you per call, per job, per click, none of that. Even if we raise our prices as well, you're still going to be locked in at that $249 and you do get all of this in writing before we get off the phone.
Give me a second.
Yeah, no worries.
I think I want to. So,
love it. Trust me, you're gonna love it. It's just you just gotta, you know. Got it. Just like when you started your business, you know, it's a little like, I don't know what's going to happen. But
right. Well, I'm still going through that sometimes. You know, people call, you know, can we do this? Can we do that? I mean, I'm like, well, you know, it's always a how does benefit me type thing. You know what I'm saying? So, but this seems like it'll, I don't know. You sold it pretty well. So I think I want to do that. When do I have to do that first payment? When does that happen?
So the payment goes through as we process everything. So as I process everything, it would go through today. Does that work for you?
Yeah, it works.
Okay. So let me make sure I have your information correct as well. Gavin, I have the spelling of your first name, just like your business, G-A-V-I-E-N, correct?
G-A-V-I-N.
I am sorry. I'm sorry. I said that wrong. Yes, I got that down. Perfect. And then what is your last name?
Zumwalt. Zumwalt.
Let me make sure I got that correct. Zum as in Mary. Walt as in Tom?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And then what is your email address?
It is, my business name is Gavin, Gavin's Garage Door Service at gmail.com.
Okay. Gavin Garage Door Service. Is it Gavin's with an F?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's what I did wrong. Okay, perfect. And then this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 5276, is this the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. And then company name, I have Gavin's Garage Door Service.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. And then for business address, let me get my thing out real quick. Okay, what address should, it could be your home address as well. It doesn't actually have to be a business address.
Yeah. Okay, I'm a mobile company, but I'm using my home address.
Okay.
1185 Northwest 850th Road. And then it's Odessa, Missouri 64076.
Okay, perfect. And then do you want us to hide this address on your Google Business profile?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Now, my onboarding team, they do research in your area to find out what keywords are searched the most based off of what jobs you want to be found for. So what should I put down for services that you offer?
I'll say what I offer and see what you think. So I do garage door installation, garage door repair, and garage door maintenance. Those are like the three main categories.
That actually is perfect.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that pretty much says everything. You know, I don't think I need to add anything else to that. And that's typically my clients that are in the garage door service. That is pretty much what they put. Let me see here. Yeah. Sometimes they go into the details of the spring repairs, I believe, is one of them that they put. But that all goes down to the maintenance and repair part. So that works just fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most people won't Google it, I feel like. They're probably just going to Google garage door repair.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Because they don't know what's wrong with their garage door. So.
Right.
Okay.
Some people do. Some people don't, you know.
Yeah, I would be one of them that doesn't have no idea what's going on. All right, perfect. And then for your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window. I think I have some available. No, I am completely full today, but we do have most of Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday available. What works best for you?
We'll just go with let's do Wednesday.
Okay. At what time?
I'm trying to think what, because I have a few other calls scheduled out on Wednesday also. I think,
I have as late as, between 5 and 6 your time.
Yeah, we'll do 5.
Okay. I'm going to email you out the Google invite when we get off the phone as well. So you'll have that if you need to, reschedule or whatever the case is, you can call me or email me. Perfect. And we're going to set you up with that Google Business profile. Is your business licensed and insured?
It's insured. It is not licensed. I'm a sole proprietor right now.
Okay. Okay. So good thing it's insured. Google does verify you in different ways. One way is through paperwork, you know, so that if we need to get your insurance information, all of that, we'll go over that on your onboarding call, how we're going to verify you.
Okay.
Okay. And then for Facebook, do you currently have a Facebook page or would you like us to make one for you?
I have a personal one. I don't have a business Facebook page.
Okay, that's fine. We can make one for you.
Perfect.
Okay. And then do you want to add the feature on your, and again, it's included, it's not extra cost, on your website, do you want to add the payment integration where they can pay for your services?
You said no extra cost?
It's no extra cost.
Sure.
Okay. All right. And then for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
I basically do the entirety of KC Metro, Kansas, and Missouri size. So I don't really know that. That's a really broad spectrum. You know, it's like a huge area.
Is it a 50-mile radius?
Not from my home, but from like the middle of Kansas City, yeah.
Okay, it's gonna be big.
It'd be something like I think 60 miles. I think is the edge of that for my house, so I do 60 miles.
Okay, let me do counties. Do you know what the counties that are in the areas that you service?
Oh golly, there's like 40 counties in the area that I service.
Oh, really?
Because when you get into Kansas City, there's counties that are like...
Okay, let's do this.
Big, you know, so...
I'm doing a 50-mile radius because that's typically what the sweet spot is for the package, but I'm also going to target what's outside of that 50-mile radius okay. from your home. Do you know what okay. cities are would be outside those 50-mile radius?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Do you want them?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Overland Park.
Oh, give me 1 second. I want to make sure I get everything correct. So, Overland Park, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that's in Kansas, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, I have that one.
Olathe, that one's sometimes kind of hard to spell, but...
Do you know how to spell it?
O-L-T-H-E, I think, or O-L-E-T-H-E, something along those lines. It's also in Kansas.
Okay, I'll find it right now. Let's see. Okay, Olathe?
Yeah.
O-L-T-H-E.
But then it's like, spelled really weird, yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I see that. Okay. All right, I got that one. I'm ready for the next one.
Gladstone, that should be Missouri. G-L-A-D and stone, that's all one.
I found it. Perfect. Ready for the next one?
I'm trying to think what else is kind of up in that area. I believe that's like the main three, so we'll stick okay. with that.
Okay. If you need to add anything in the future, we can always do that, so don't worry about that.
All right, perfect. Okay.
And then for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show you're open for?
I do 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. Okay. And I don't know if you can put this in there, but I do a by appointment on Saturdays.
Okay. Okay, got that down by appointment Saturday. Now, I do want to also make a suggestion. So hours of operation, I mean, you're going to manage your own schedule. But hours of operation is what's going to show what's open when somebody looks up one of your services. So, for example, on Sunday, if someone looks you up on Sunday, they're going to see you're closed and they most likely will not call you. Some people don't want phone calls at all on Sundays, and I completely understand that, and that's your decision. But I'm just letting you know that's how it's going to look, so I don't know if you want to update that or not.
Can we put that also by appointment on Sundays also then, 7 to 7? Because usually on the weekends, it's more of like a emergency, quote-unquote, type call.
Yeah. Someone's trying to get somewhere, and they can't open their garage. Right.
Exactly.
Okay, got that down. Now, for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
It has my name.
Is there a middle initial on it?
No, ma'am.
And is the address the same as your home, the 850th Road?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what type of card is it going to be?
It's, I have to go look.
Yeah. No worries.
There's too many of them, to be honest with you.
You know, I had that same problem, and I had to cut them because I was getting out of control.
Oh, dude, I'm there. It's a Visa card.
Okay, perfect. And I'm ready for the numbers whenever you are.
Okay. And is this gonna charge immediately?
It charges immediately. Well, not immediately, but within the next few minutes, I do a voice verification before I actually charge your card.
Okay, we're going to have to do it. Okay, 1 second.
Yeah.
This one's technically a prepaid, but it okay. should work, right? As
yeah,
long as that
there
works.
Shouldn't. Okay. It shouldn't be a problem. If there's a problem, it'll tell me, though.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
4031. 6309-3872-5008.
Okay, and when does it expire?
0329.
Okay, and then the security code?
943.
Okay, perfect. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question, and that's so you know it's us calling you, not someone trying to scam you, nothing along those lines. You can answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember the answer to the question. You can either pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay. Let's do mom's maiden name.
Okay. And what is it?
Sell, S-E-L-L.
Oh, that's simple enough. Perfect.
Right?
All right. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification. So this is what's on the recorded line. It outlines your service agreement. If you have any questions, you know, please feel free to stop me. And then you are going to get everything through text and through email before we get off the line. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Gavin's Garage Door Service.
And please state your name and title within the business.
I'm Gavin, and I'm the owner of the business.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, ma'am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we are going to call you from that 877 number, the one I sent you a text message earlier to. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. It's going to be each month on the 5th and $249. And you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing is that we do ask that you contact us 3 days before your next billing is due so we can cancel and process everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. So let me get this going for you. All right. Yeah, it looks like it's going through, so it's not causing any issues that it's prepaid. And also, you're going to get your dashboard, so you're going to get a text message with the login credentials. You can log into that right away. There's just not going to be anything going on because we're barely starting. But you can start uploading photos. You can also change your payment method on there as well if you want to change the card that you're using. And then I'm going to send you a text message. It's going to be with a YouTube video that's going to show you how to use your dashboard. Let me send that now. Okay, and then let me make sure that before we get off the line, you actually are getting all of the emails and text messages.
I'm getting all the text messages.
Yeah. Okay, then you got everything. It's gone through. That's good. So you can start looking into the text messages of how to do everything, or you can wait till your onboarding call on Wednesday. It's completely up to you because in the onboarding call, they go over everything here in detail. Other than that, it's pretty much already set. You will receive emails and texts as we do everything as well. And then on Wednesday, if I'm available, I'll be the one that calls you to introduce you to your onboarding team, the one that will take over. But if I am not available, they are still going to call you regardless. But you have my contact info. I'm still going to be point of contact. If you have any questions, concerns, anything before that, please feel free to reach out to me directly. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Gavin, I know I just gave you a lot of information. Do you have any questions for me?
I do not.
All right. Perfect, Gavin. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and have a lovely weekend. I'll speak with you on Wednesday.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.